And welcome back to Sip Northwest Live on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Brian Bushlack from Seattle this weekend as we celebrate Taste Washington Wine Month. To learn more about the many activities counting down to the big event, Taste Washington, coming up in just a couple of weeks, visit tastewashington.org. Okay, now back to this weekend's feature on Passing Time. Dan Marino and Damon Heward teaming up, and they could not have found a better winemaker to steer the ship, to quarterback this for them, pardon the pun, than Chris Peterson from Avenia.
Tell me the truth. You got a former NFL guy who calls you up and says, I want you to make my wine. Are you like, are you serious?
Yeah, at first you're like, wow, this must be too good to be true. It's great to be a part of something like that. But I knew right away, it's like, if this isn't going to be serious, it's going to get old pretty quick. It's not going to be interesting and something compelling. I thought, wow, this might be a really cool opportunity, but I wanted to learn more about it for sure.
And Damon Heward is ultra competitive. He's been successful at everything he's done in his life, and now he enters the business world. And I know you can speak to that because you've seen him grow with this project, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. And I could tell right away he was serious. He wasn't going to be this absentee owner checking in, just reading the magazine, say, hey, what score did you get me? He's here on a really regular basis working together. I mean, we have something set up for after this. We're going to go through some wine things and talk about stuff. As we talk about this wine, you'll see he's all over it. He knows what's going on, and he's passionate about making a great wine.
We're talking about the guy like he's not here. Oh, hey, Damon, how's it going? Oh, here he is, right, standing right beside us. So you launched this project with Marino, and I know you've been talking about it for years, and you didn't pick just any winemaker. I mean, you're like, I want the guy, and you go after Chris Peterson, right. And he says yes. Are you like going, booyah, I mean, awesome?
Yeah, because I knew, you know, that all the great wines he had made at DeLille. And, it was really, in a lot of ways, random that we were connected. Doug Donnelly, who's another partner in Passing Time, was dear friends with Marty Talker. And Doug has been my financial advisor ever since I began in the NFL. And he always knew I wanted to do this wine thing with Danny. The big thing holding us back was finding the right winemaker. I knew I could get some good fruit with my connections in Eastern Washington, with my family's roots over there. But we needed to find the right winemaker to really dive into this thing full steam ahead. And Doug introduced me to Marty and Chris, and we kind of sat down and we had a bottle of wine, and we just kind of hit it off. And I at the same time, I sensed his passion, and for he was going on his own for the first time, leaving DeLille, making his own wine. So the timing was right, and we were lucky that really there was room for Passing Time within the scope of Avenia, because you know here they are kicking off their new brand and their new label, and boy, do you really have time to mess with us? But that was very nice of them to do, and it's so far so great. It's really worked out, I think, for both of us. Obviously, you know, you worry about the wines. The great thing about it is Avenia's wines are very different than Passing Time. So I think that's why the whole thing works here. You know, they get fruit from some cooler vineyard sites and make some ridiculous Syrahs and Bordeaux blends. And then really with Passing Time, you know, Chris can focus on making that big Washington Cabernet for us.
If you're just joining us on the Radio Northwest Network, wherever you may be this weekend, down in Portland, FM News 101, or across the region, stations in Medford and Bend, up and down the coast, we are this weekend back in Woodinville for the first time in quite some time in the Warehouse District here. What a great opportunity to taste some amazing wines all within walking distance. And we're at Passing Time with Damon Heward and Chris Peterson, who makes wine for Dan Marino. And Damon also is the winemaker at Avenia right next door with our good friend Marty Talker. I mean, what a great opportunity to stop on in when you have that spring release coming up and check out both of these brands. And Chris, let's talk vineyards now. And I know that you have some incredible relationships, and I know Damon does as well. When you were looking at vineyards that you two were going to source fruit from, how'd you narrow it down?
Yeah, absolutely. Damon had this contact with Paul Shampoo, Shampoo Vineyards, and then we located this Cabernet from Discovery Vineyard, Milo K, and it's just a beautiful vineyard site, just a small 25-acre vineyard in the Horsehaven Hills, and we just decided that, wow, what a great thing to start with that as the core of the Cabernet. And in the first year, we said, you know, and I'm always saying every year is different, and let's not bank on just one wine being the best every year. So we sourced another couple of vineyards that I had contact with, and which have great reputations, and we made 750 cases of wine in 2012. And indeed, it turned out where, you know, we go through and we do the blends, as Damon mentioned, or, you know, just trying to get that exact blend right. And it turned out where indeed the Discovery was the best fit. It really, I think, expresses what they're trying to do with Washington Cabernet. And so, you know, to their credit, I said, ah, great news. We have a great wine. The other news is 30% of your barrel have to go somewhere else. And they're like, gulp, great. But to their credit, absolutely, just no question. Like, let's do it. Best wine, let's do it. And so we made that first wine. We retooled with 13th, kind of taking that into account. You know, maybe got down to 600 cases of total wine. I said, great news. 13 is at least as good as the 12. You're going to love it. It's a rock star. Still 20% got to go. And you know, we're always trying to adjust so we don't do that as any more than we have to. But at the same time, when you're trying to make a premium Cabernet, you just have to be ruthless with the quality and with the final blend, and just have something you can stand behind no matter what.
Yeah, what was that like, Damon? I mean, you're like, who throws out good wine? What?
No, there's no doubt. And it really was some good wine and hard to do. But I love that word ruthless. And back to sparing no expense to try to make another great Washington Cabernet. And it's going to be the same thing in 2014, too, where, you know, we have enough wine in here to make 1,700 cases. And we know it's going to narrow down, too, to the artistry of Chris Peterson and making these three Cabernets from these three different places, Walla Walla, Red Mountain, the Horsehaven Hills, that all are that high standard that we're looking for.
Winemaker Chris Peterson and Damon Heward at Passing Time. What a bunch of fun it was in Woodinville this past week as we spent time with those two gentlemen. Their big spring release going on this weekend. When we come back, we'll talk much more about the wines at Passing Time and how they compare with those at Avenia. That and much more as Taste Washington Wine Month continues from Seattle this weekend, right here on the Radio Northwest Network.